News Report 3. In the past, a majority of American college students were men. As a result, men held higher-paying jobs than women. For most families, the husband was the top earner. But this is changing. Women now represent a majority of American college students, and they are earning more money than ever. Mario Ritter tells us about a recent study that looks at the new economics of marriage. The study was released in January by the Pew Research Center. It found changes in the way that American wives and husbands share economic responsibility for their families. The study found a big increase in the percentage of married women who earn more money than their husbands. The researchers studied information about married couples from 1970 through 2007. The study centered on couples between the ages of 30 and 44 who were born in the United States. In that group, 22% of the wives earned more than their husbands during the most recent year of the study. 37 years ago, just 4% of wives were top earners. Emily Mendel cheered the news in a blog she co-writes called mothersofbrothers.com. She earns more than her husband, Dave, who is a school teacher. But she says their unequal incomes are no reason for tensions. Emily Mendel says she and her husband have separate bank accounts. This helps avoid arguments about spending money. Money is considered the number one reason for arguments between married couples. Job satisfaction for the lower earning partner is also important. Ms. Mendel also says it is important to look at family life as a whole. She says both partners have to give their time, effort, and in many cases, income for the good of the family. Good marriages bring together the skills and ideas that make a family work. Question 8. What was the age range of the subjects the study focused on? Question 9. What is the profession of Ms. Mendel's husband? Question 10. What is this news report mainly about?